London. Bishop Sarah Mullally has been appointed as the first female Archbishop of Canterbury in the Church of England's nearly 1,500-year history. Downing Street confirmed her nomination as the 106th holder of the office, almost a year after Justin Welby resigned following criticism of his handling of a safeguarding scandal. Her appointment is historic, marking the first time a woman has led the Mother Church of the Anglican Communion, which represents around 85 million people across 165 countries. The Archbishop of Canterbury also sits in the House of Lords and is considered the spiritual head of Anglicans worldwide. A landmark moment for women in the church. The announcement comes a decade after reforms under Welby enabled women to be consecrated as bishops in 2014. Mullally, currently Bishop of London, became the first woman to hold that role in 2018, having earlier served as Bishop of Crediton. "It is incredibly exciting that the new archbishop is a woman. That is truly momentous," said David Monteith, Dean of Canterbury, who will formally install her in a service at Canterbury Cathedral in March 2026. Mullally's appointment is seen as a defining moment in the church's history, symbolizing the growing role of women in senior clerical leadership. Selection and approval process. Mullally was chosen by the Crown Nominations Commission, CNC, a 17-member body composed of senior bishops, Canterbury representatives, members of the church's governing body, and 5 delegates from the Global Anglican Communion. She secured the required 2/3 majority. As tradition dictates, her name was submitted to Prime Minister Keir Starmer, who formally announced the decision with the consent of King Charles, the Church of England's supreme governor. She will legally assume office at a confirmation of election at St. Paul's Cathedral in January 2026, followed by her enthronement in March. During the interim, the Archbishop of York, Stephen Cottrell, has shouldered the responsibilities of the role. A career rooted in service. Born in Woking in 1962, Mullally became a Christian at 16. Before ordination in 2001, she had a distinguished career in nursing, specializing in cancer care. At just 37, she became England's youngest ever chief nursing officer, later being made a Dame Commander of the Order of the British Empire for her contribution to healthcare. She has described nursing as an opportunity to reflect the love of God, a spirit she carried into her clerical ministry. She served in the Diocese of Southwark, became Canon Treasurer at Salisbury Cathedral, and was consecrated Bishop of Crediton before being installed as Bishop of London. Mullally is married to Eamon and has 2 grown-up children. Global and theological significance. As Archbishop, Mullally will serve as Primate of all England, Metropolitan, and Primus Inter Pares, first among equals, among Anglican leaders worldwide. The role carries immense responsibility in uniting a communion often divided over issues such as same-sex unions and women in ministry. The Global Anglican Future Conference, GAFCON, a conservative body representing many churches in Africa and Asia, has opposed the consecration of female bishops and Welby's stance on homosexuality. Conversely, campaign groups like Women in the Church continue to push for greater gender equality within the clergy. Bishop Anthony Pago, Secretary General of the Anglican Communion, welcomed her nomination, urging Anglicans worldwide to pray for her ministry. Public engagement and next steps. Following her appointment, Mullally spent the day in Canterbury meeting staff and volunteers at local parishes, community groups, and hospices before addressing guests at Canterbury Cathedral, 10 years after being consecrated there as Bishop of Crediton. Speaking after her nomination, she said that, "As I respond to the call of Christ to this new ministry, I do so in the same spirit of service that has guided me throughout my career. I want to encourage the church to grow in confidence in the gospel, to speak of the love we find in Jesus Christ, and to let it shape our actions." Her confirmation at St. Paul's Cathedral in January 2026 will make her legally the Archbishop of Canterbury, with her enthronement at Canterbury Cathedral in March officially marking the start of her ministry. Background. The Archbishop's role. The Archbishop of Canterbury is not only the diocesan Bishop of Canterbury but also presides over the Lord's Spiritual in Parliament, acts as spiritual leader of the Anglican Communion, and represents the Church of England nationally and internationally. Since the time of St. Augustine of Canterbury in 597 AD, the office has been central to English religious life, its influence extending globally through the spread of Christianity during the British Empire. London. Bishop Sarah Mullally has been appointed as the first female Archbishop of Canterbury in the Church of England's nearly 1,500-year history. Downing Street confirmed her nomination as the 106th holder of the office, almost a year after Justin Welby resigned following criticism of his handling of a safeguarding scandal. Her appointment is historic, marking the first time a woman has led the Mother Church of the Anglican Communion, which represents around 85 million people across 165 countries. The Archbishop of Canterbury also sits in the House of Lords and is considered the spiritual head of Anglicans worldwide. A landmark moment for women in the church. The announcement comes a decade after reforms under Welby enabled women to be consecrated as bishops in 2014. Mullally, currently Bishop of London, became the first woman to hold that role in 2018, having earlier served as Bishop of Crediton. "It is incredibly exciting that the new archbishop is a woman. That is truly momentous," said David Monteith, Dean of Canterbury, who will formally install her in a service at Canterbury Cathedral in March 2026. Mullally's appointment is seen as a defining moment in the church's history, symbolizing the growing role of women in senior clerical leadership. Selection and approval process. Mullally was chosen by the Crown Nominations Commission, CNC, a 17-member body composed of senior bishops, Canterbury representatives, members of the church's governing body, and 5 delegates from the Global Anglican Communion. She secured the required 2/3 majority. As tradition dictates, her name was submitted to Prime Minister Keir Starmer, who formally announced the decision with the consent of King Charles, the Church of England's supreme governor. She will legally assume office at a confirmation of election at St. Paul's Cathedral in January 2026, followed by her enthronement in March. During the interim, the Archbishop of York, Stephen Cottrell, has shouldered the responsibilities of the role. A career rooted in service. Born in Woking in 1962, Mullally became a Christian at 16. Before ordination in 2001, she had a distinguished career in nursing, specializing in cancer care. At just 37, she became England's youngest ever chief nursing officer, later being made a Dame Commander of the Order of the British Empire for her contribution to healthcare. She has described nursing as an opportunity to reflect the love of God, a spirit she carried into her clerical ministry. She served in the Diocese of Southwark, became Canon Treasurer at Salisbury Cathedral, and was consecrated Bishop of Crediton before being installed as Bishop of London. Mullally is married to Eamon and has 2 grown-up children. Global and theological significance. As Archbishop, Mullally will serve as Primate of all England, Metropolitan, and Primus Inter Pares, first among equals, among Anglican leaders worldwide. The role carries immense responsibility in uniting a communion often divided over issues such as same-sex unions and women in ministry. The Global Anglican Future Conference, GAFCON, a conservative body representing many churches in Africa and Asia, has opposed the consecration of female bishops and Welby's stance on homosexuality. Conversely, campaign groups like Women and the Church continue to push for greater gender equality within the clergy. Bishop Anthony Pago, Secretary General of the Anglican Communion, welcomed her nomination, urging Anglicans worldwide to pray for her ministry. Public engagement and next steps. Following her appointment, Mullally spent the day in Canterbury meeting staff and volunteers at local parishes, community groups, and hospices before addressing guests at Canterbury Cathedral, 10 years after being consecrated there as Bishop of Crediton. Speaking after her nomination, she said that, "As I respond to the call of Christ to this new ministry, I do so in the same spirit of service that has guided me throughout my career. I want to encourage the church to grow in confidence in the gospel, to speak of the love we find in Jesus Christ, and to let it shape our actions." Her confirmation at St. Paul's Cathedral in January 2026 will make her legally the Archbishop of Canterbury, with her enthronement at Canterbury Cathedral in March officially marking the start of her ministry. Background. The Archbishop's role. The Archbishop of Canterbury is not only the diocesan Bishop of Canterbury but also presides over the Lord's Spiritual in Parliament, acts as spiritual leader of the Anglican Communion, and represents the Church of England nationally and internationally. Since the time of St. Augustine of Canterbury in 597 AD, the office has been central to English religious life, its influence extending globally through the spread of Christianity during the British Empire.